I'm here at the National Biodiesel Board, and with me is Joe Job, who is in charge of this organization. And we're going to talk a little bit about the convention, which is coming up in February. We're a little ahead of time, but it's already registration time for that. And so tell us about the conference in February, where it's going to be held, and what's going to be going on.
Well, the conference kicks off with the Super Bowl, as is tradition, and this is the 7th annual conference, and it's in Phoenix this year. So we were in Dallas last year and got 6 inches of snow, so I'm more confident that we won't be snowed on in Phoenix. February in Phoenix is beautiful, and so it should be a great venue.
What are some of the changes that you're going to have this year at the conference?
As you know, we have gone through 2 years of very difficult, very, very difficult economic times because of a combination of political and economic factors with the overall state condition of the economy in 2009 and the lapse of the tax credit throughout 2010. You compound that with the fact that the RFS2 has been in a transition year, and because of transition rules and the ability to carry forward that first year's obligations, the RFS2 really has not drawn a lot of demand into the market this year. However, all of the uncertainties, including the transition rules of the first year, will be resolved by the time we get to the conference in February. The RFS2 program will be critically important to drawing demand into this market, getting the biodiesel industry moving again. And so we're going to focus a lot of our content, our educational content, the experts and professionals that are going to be there, the members of the petroleum industry that are going or that who are the obligated parties and are going to be moving all of this new product into the system. That's what this conference is really going to, the centerpiece of this conference is going to be all about the RFS2, how it's going to work, how we're transitioning to that framework with this industry, and how we're going to have an 800 million gallon plus market in calendar year 2011.
Now, once this conference is going to be in February, right after the new Congress gets seated, and I'd like to get your insight on what you think about the elections that were just held and how that might impact the biodiesel industry.
Well, it's still a little soon to tell. I mean, we had significant partisan divide and gridlock with the 111th Congress. We're coming up on a lame duck session here in mid-November. We'll see how the politics plays out. But a lot of the Republican-controlled House now is going to have to interact with a Democrat-controlled Senate and a Democrat-controlled White House. So the political dynamics are still yet to be seen. Some of the issues are that, the Republicans are typically a little more favorable toward tax credits, and the biodiesel tax credit remains on the table, along with Congress needing to do something to deal with the Bush tax cuts that it seems like both parties and the president have indicated a willingness to do something about, so that we don't have what amounts to a tax increase in the middle of this unstable economic environment. We'll see how those dynamics play out. It's a little too early to tell, but there are some opportunities and some continued challenges with it.
Advanced biofuels play a major role in the RFS2. How does biodiesel fit in when it comes to being an advanced biofuel?
Well, when you talk about advanced biofuels, one of the very positive things that came out of the final rulemaking, again, because of the very substantial and complex amount of work that we've done on sustainability, the EPA's final rulemaking made it very clear that biodiesel from all domestically produced feedstocks is not a conventional biofuel. It is in the category of advanced biofuels. And so from again, a very diverse array of feedstocks, of all domestically produced feedstocks. All biodiesel from all domestically produced feedstocks is an advanced biofuel. It qualifies for two of the three categories, subcategories of advanced biofuels. And so what does that mean? Well, if you think about it, we have a very substantial opportunity to address this advanced biofuels market, which is ramping up to 21 billion gallons of advanced biofuels by 2022. And currently, biodiesel is the only advanced biofuel that has been commercialized in the United States. So we have a tremendous opportunity to pursue this first-to-market advantage that we have. But we have a bit of a problem in that biodiesel has been somewhat labeled or defined as a conventional biofuel. And so we are going to step forward with a major identity campaign to educate policy leaders and thought leaders and environmental groups and livestock groups and the general public that biodiesel really is America's first advanced biofuel. And that's why the theme of the conference is advance. And so we are advancing forward, and we are ready to pick up from the rubble that has been the devastation of these last 2 years and proceed forward. Echoing a fellow Missourian, Mark Twain, rumors of our demise have been greatly exaggerated. The biodiesel industry is not dead. We're still here. Almost 2 billion gallons worth of production capacity that has been registered to meet the RFS2 requirements. That represents about 83 plants that are registered with the EPA to meet those requirements. We now, Cindy, have on hand in this country, we have almost, sitting in storage, sitting in inventory, almost enough fats and oils just sitting around in inventory waiting to be turned into biodiesel. Almost enough to meet that 800 million gallon requirement. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even count the fact that we just had the largest soybean crop on record, set a record for the second year in a row, almost ideal harvest conditions this fall. That's not counting any of that. We have enough fats and oil sitting around in inventory to produce the volume obligations for next year. We have the production capacity, we have the businesses, and we're ready to go.
Well, the fact that you are still here after 2 years of this very difficult economic situation means that you believe in biodiesel, and there's a lot of other people who believe in it. And that's also a new campaign that you've got going that's going to culminate at the convention. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we put out a call for folks to give us their self-produced videos talking about why they believe in biodiesel, and we're going to use the most interesting ones to use in the video intros and segues and things like that at the conference. And so we encourage people to go on the website, check out the little information about that program, send us your video, if it's good enough, we'll try to put it into the conference, and you'll be able to come and see yourself up on screen.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Joe Jobe with the National Biodiesel Board. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.